The Big Favour with Darren, Kerry and Skye on East Coast Radio.
So we're continuing with our special feature, Big Favour, where we're helping specifically people on the South Coast. The whole of KZN has been impacted by the triple whammy, COVID, the unrest, and then the flooding. It really is in moments like these where the community helping the community is what it's all about. So we've identified a few people in the community that need help, and now it's our turn to help them. So right now, I'd like to introduce you from Lions Club Amanzimtoti, Andre Bietge. Good morning, Andre.
Good morning. Thank you very much for having us.
No, thank you for coming through. Tell us a little bit, I'm sure everyone by now must know about the Lions Club and the work that you do, but to the uninitiated, how long have you been around, what do you do, and who do you help?
We help everybody.
Yeah.
And the Lions Club, Lions as such, has been an organization that's been around for probably since the time that Noah was there.
I remember that was the only animal that they are allowed three.
Exactly. But
they came on in pairs, except for the third lion that started the Lions Club.
I think we've still got some of them in our club today. We serve the whole of the area. There's obviously, we've got different pillars, but I'm not going to go into the technical part of it. But the difference with Lions is there's nothing retained. Mm. Everything goes out. But yes, across all communities, there's a lot of feeding schemes. We look into the bright side. We look into diabetes, especially with the glasses.
Yeah.
We serve everybody and everywhere. The Lions of Amanzimtoti is quite a vast area that we cover. We cover from basically just south of Chatsworth, which includes your Isipingo area, right through into Amanzimtoti up to Kingsborough, and then inland, I'd say probably towards Mbumbulu.
And that's what's going to help us right now. I think we've learned through COVID and then the unrest and now through the flooding that we can't wait for anyone. We've got to get out there and help, and that's what you guys do. But you need money to do the things that you do.
Absolutely. That's what makes the world go round.
Right. So I have someone here who might be able to help you in that department. This is Kurt Hogan. He's the general manager of Galleria Mall. Kurt, Andre, Kurt.
I think I've seen him once or twice before.
You might have been walking through his mall.
Absolutely. I see Andre quite a few times in our mall. Welcome, Andre. Thank you for joining us here at East Coast Radio. I just wanted to say, you know, from Galleria, we are definitely in awe of our community. We believe that they've gone through so much trouble over these last couple of years, and we would like to donate 50,000 Rand to the Lions Club. And we know you will put it to good use. We know that it'll go to the community that is most needed. We wish the community of Amanzimtoti and far the best of luck, and know that we are there for them.
I've got goosebumps here. You're not going to make me cry at me. Fortunately, people aren't going to say good. I just want to say on behalf of the Lions, thank you very much for that. It will be definitely put to good use. You know, you guys have been reaching out to us, giving us opportunities on your center for platforms to showcase or to generate some funding. The recent being when you opened your mall to our island gathering, which is our main fundraiser, and you gave us that opportunity to use your platform there, which was stood us in good stead with the people coming. But this morning, that's a proverbial cherry right on top of it. Mm. And thank you very much for reaching out to it. And yes, it will definitely be put to good use, as you just heard.
And Kurt, thank you for helping people like Andre and the Lions Club of Amanzimtoti. Thank you.
It's only our pleasure, Darren. Thanks very much for hosting us and allowing us to spread this love that we can from Galleria Mall.